We have a very, very special guest. An old friend joins the show, Bob.
Yeah.
It is the old, old coach of your Dallas Stars, our friend Rick Bowness.
Rick Bowness!
Yes. There he is.
You got to get a new intro, man.
No! Kidding me? That thing kills it.
All right.
How are we doing, coach?
Doing great, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. Congratulations. Well. I guess they're in order on a couple of fronts, but let's start with the official title now, and I'm sure you're very happy.
Very happy. You know, we've been here 2 years now, and coming as close as we did this year to winning the Stanley Cup, it just fuels the fire to come back and as quick as we can and take another run at it. But I'm very happy to be back. There comes a point when you're an interim coach and you put the time in and you build the relationships and you have some success that you don't want anyone else to come in and take over from you. So when we got to that point, I knew I wanted to stay. My wife, Judy, loves it here. She loves the organization as well. So we're very, very happy that we're able to stay on here for another couple of years.
Okay. I was wondering, did you need to go away and ponder things or was there, I guess, what's the last month been like on that front and maybe just decompressing from the bubble?
Well, decompressing from the bubble was needed and very, very necessary. But I would say around last January, after I'd got my feet wet a little bit and been the head coach for a while, I realized then that the fire was still there to be a head coach. And then when you get to the playoffs like we did and the run that you have, and again, that just fuels the fire that you want to stay. You want to stay in the position you're in. Like I said, I did not want to hand the team over to anyone else at this point. So it was an easy decision to stay. And as you know, when I came here a couple of years ago, for a couple of reasons, one, the team was excellent. They had a good shot at winning the Stanley Cup. And at this stage of my career, that's priority number one. And priority number two is to work with really good people. And Jimmy Neal's done a great job here. And surrounding himself with wonderful people, and Scott White, Mark Janko, and the assistant coaches, John Steven, Jeff Reese, Todd Nelson, Derek Laxtal, great people to work with. The whole training staff is outstanding, the medical staff. So there's a lot of positives here. Tom's been a wonderful owner for the organization. So there's too many positives right here to leave. So that thought never entered our mind.
Okay, so let's go back a few weeks because, you know, it's still fresh on everybody's minds and it was such a great run and it all seemed so magical and you just came up a little bit short. And then, you know, a few days afterwards, Jim Neal held the press conference and he went down the list of injuries that you guys had. And this is not too dissimilar from other teams and past seasons when you get to that point and guys are just so beat up. But really, and we all knew it. We all knew that there were guys really, really struggling out there. But hearing him actually go down the list of injuries to the guys, it was still really stunning. And for you, knowing what those guys were going through, I imagine in the end it was a bummer, but you were so incredibly proud of those guys fighting through.
Well, exactly. I think, and I've been to the finals three times now in the last 9 years, and I guess at the time in Vancouver, it was the same scenario. We had a very good team. We were having a great run. And then you get to the finals and you lose three or four guys to injuries. And it's much like this year. We had five guys out. You could take Roman Polak, who opted out. There's six guys that we know could have helped us win. So when you get that close to the Stanley Cup, you want to be able to put your best foot forward. You want to be able to put your best team on the ice. We weren't able to do that. Now, they had one guy out, Steven Stamkos, and they were probably like us. They had a couple of guys banged up that were fighting through injuries to play. But what I was very, very proud of, when you're in the locker room and you walk in the training room before the game and you see what some of our guys were doing just to get back on the ice and help us win, they realized that we were already short because the guys who were out with injuries, they were all serious injuries. They were not coming back to play anytime soon. So the other guys that were banged up, what they did to get back on the ice and try to help this team, what made me incredibly proud of their effort and their commitment. Now, and that being said, if that was regular season, probably three or four guys would not have been playing. The fact that we're in the finals and we're just taking a run at the Stanley Cup, gives them that extra motivation, and they're willing to suck it up even more to get on the ice and try to help us win. But as proud as I was of the run and as close to as coming to the Stanley Cup as we did, I was just more proud of just the effort and the commitment those guys showed to their teammates, to the organization, to the city, and the fans of the Dallas Stars. It was an amazing thing to watch, and I couldn't be more proud of them.
Yeah, no doubt. This is Stars coach Rick Bowness, who was given the permanent post officially today. And it's funny, the timing of all this, because we were talking about you a couple days ago behind your back.
Oh gosh, hopefully not on the air.
Well, no, actually on the air. And the impetus behind it, Coach, and this may be leaving, well, maybe not. Let me not take anything for granted here. We were talking about the Cowboys and their quarterback getting hit and what appeared to be a very tepid response by his teammates to the opponent. And it reminded me of some footage I saw of you from, you know, Jeff Toth's footage for whatever behind the scenes documentary they're working on from the bubble. And your message to the team of how we respond when Landeskog is taking liberties with whoever that was at the time is that basically you preached, and it looked like the guys were very receptive to the idea that if anyone touches one of us, they've touched all of us, and we respond as a group. And it just seemed like a wildly different response. I'm not asking you to insult another organization in the city. That's probably not real smart for any of us, but it did set a tone that I thought we saw at the bubble by this team, and the bonding and the unification of a roster, if you will, that I thought was huge. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on any or all of that that you'd like to respond to.
No, I can only speak of our organization, and I wasn't aware. I missed the hit and everything with the Cowboys, so I'm not going to comment
sure.
on that. We're not touching that. we're just going back to us, and we keep our focus on our organization. And again, just I couldn't be more proud of our players and the commitment they show. And we preach a lot about family. And that's why my wife Judy is so good with the players' wives and management wives. I mean, we came in here to build a family atmosphere, and that's what we're trying to do. And you need your players to buy into that. And as I talked about a little while ago, just the effort and the commitment from our players, they have bought in. And again, couldn't be more proud of our team. And we'll just leave it at that.
Does that come natural, Coach? Just that general, I am my brother's keeper?
Yeah, that's who we are. And it's funny, when I took this job as an interim coach, my son Ryan, he's the director of pro scouting for the Pittsburgh Penguins in the league. So when he heard about it, of course, he picks up the phone, he calls me right away, and he says, "Dad, don't change."
Yeah.
So you know what happens when you're an interim coach? Sometimes as an assistant coach, you change your personality, you change your the way you're dealing with the players, you try to change the relationship that you have with the players, but that's not who I am, and that's not who we are. So I didn't change whatsoever. For the time from when I came in here in 2018, I always try to build a good, strong rapport with all the players. It's easier when I was just coaching the 6D, and I spent a lot more time with them. But when you get the team, the full team, then you got to make sure you're touching base with every player every day. But the communication and the family atmosphere is something my wife, Judy, and I take great pride in. And again, when you do those things, I'm sure there was not the days the guys were mad at me for not playing them enough or whatever, but you roll with it. And when you're a tight family and you're a tight team, then you get through those things a lot easier. And again, that's just the atmosphere that we've tried to create here and that we're going to continue to build here while we're here.
I look forward to seeing you on the bench with the announcement of the new uniforms in like a nice neon green, super, super highlighter green suit to match the guys' unis.
Listen, I take enough abuse from the guys already about some of my clothes. So, anyway, listen, you'd have to talk to my wife, Judy, because she lays it out, I put it on. Like, there's no argument, there's no discussion. She has great taste with clothes. I trust her 100%. So when I'm ready to go to the game, it's laid out, and I just put it on, and away I go. But I don't think she's going to go there and get me a lime green suit, I can tell you that.
Okay.
She has great taste in clothes.
Okay, all right. We don't know how things, how the fashion in Nova Scotia is changing all the time.
It all goes to my wife, Judy.
Trust okay,
me.
Very good.
We have a good friend that runs a clothing store up there, so he's always giving us little help and hints as well.
Nice.
Lovely. So, Coach, in our remaining moments, give us your best guess on when we all see each other again, because I know very few teams are as beat up as the Dallas Stars, so I suppose you're not hoping for a November 15th start date, but what are you hearing? How long will it be before we see hockey, you think?
Well, I'm hearing what you're hearing. I'm glad we're not playing November 15th. We would not be ready, nor would we be ready December 15th.
So yeah.
We needed a break. There's no question, physically and mentally, because I've bitched you guys enough about that bubble life. It was tough, and we couldn't get out of there fast enough.
So, yeah.
We do need that mental and physical break. We're all hoping to be back in January. I know the league has set that date, so I guess that's what we're all hopeful for. Whether they can actually pull that off or not remains to be seen. But, you know, I've been talking to some of our players, and they do need a break physically and mentally. They're going to get it, but they're as anxious as I am to get back on the ice and take another run at this thing. So hopefully it'll be no later than January.
Well, listen, man, you know, it was a weird scenario when they just kind of probably told you, hey, you know, part of your deal is you got to go on with these idiots on the radio.
I got pre-warned.
Okay, good. All right, good.
But that always helps.
It was such a pleasure getting to know you a little bit. And, you know, COVID has kept us from actually meeting. So hopefully, you know, at some point we can go grab a beer and a fish and you know, talk about the old times.
It's not one of your cod sandwiches you got. Okay.
Where do you get one?
We don't know. We don't know. We're going to find one. But yeah, we appreciate everything you did and how, you know, honest and forthright and all that you were with us. And it's been a lot of fun having you on the air here this year, especially through this magical run. It was great.
You're here.
My pleasure as well. Anytime, guys. I always enjoy our time together.
Thank you, Coach.
Look forward to it again.
All right, buddy. Well, talk to you soon.
Be good.
That is Stars coach Rick Bowness.
Rick Bowness!
And we will have plenty more of him ahead when it's time to hockey again.
Yeah.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.